Hashtag Stop Gallop Hits 103.9 FM, Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and on myjoyonline.com, live in all 16 regions of Ghana on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up.
This is a constitutional crisis. We are living in a country where the parliament is not sitting. What is going on?
Well, Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin tells the Council of State the House will be recalled in early November as the majority's petition deadline expires today. We have details of his statement. Also, NDC flag bearer John Mahama criticizes what he describes as the declining independence of the judiciary and other state institutions following the Apex Court's dismissal of the Speaker's application.
Today, we are a bad model of democracy. Our judiciary is not independent. All our state institutions have been destroyed.
But the NPP defends the judiciary, saying the claim that the Supreme Court is predictable is unfair.
How predictable is the Supreme Court? So when matters go before the Supreme Court should look at one end of the pale and give a decision which is not backed by law.
In business.
LPG marketers forecast further decline in LPG purchase due to high taxes and margins. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And we'll hear about how St. Augustine's College was denied victory by arch rivals Infantsipim School, now the best science and math schools in Ghana.
Infantsipim School, it is my pleasure to congratulate you on winning the contest. Well done, 2024 champion!
These are more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. As the 7 days required by law for Parliament to be called after the majority's petition expires today, Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin has told the Council of State that the House will be recalled in early November. The Chairman of the Council of State, Nana Otoo-Sribo, led a 5-member delegation to meet the Speaker to ascertain at first hand the happenings in Parliament, which has led to the indefinite adjournment of the House, and also to assure the Speaker of the Council's preparedness to help resolve the impasse. My colleague Kojo Yangsin joins me in studio with portions of that statement from Parliament. Kojo, take us through the portions of the statement.
Now, in the statement, the Speaker gave a brief of the situation in Parliament and the basis of his pronouncements on the floor of the House. Mm-hmm. He was explaining this, of course, to the Council of State. He assured the delegation of his commitment to the development of the country's democracy and its people. The Speaker informed the delegation that he is compelled to lead the Ghana Parliamentary Delegation mm-hmm. to attend the 67th Conference of the CPA International at Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. The statement concluded with the Speaker indicating that he will return to Ghana earlier than anticipated due to the request by members of Parliament to recall Parliament. He indicated that his office already has started processes to recall the House in early November.
Thank you, Kojo. Now, the NPP and the NDC have been reacting to the latest ruling of the Supreme Court dismissing the Speaker of Parliament's application to overturn its ruling on the vacant seat controversy. While the opposition NDC believes the court's position smacks of an eroding democracy, the NPP has mounted a strong defense for the Apex Court's decision. Before we hear from the parties, here's what transpired in court.
Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin took aim at the judgment of the Supreme Court that stayed its ruling on those 4 seats. He asked his lawyers to file an application to get that set aside. But even before that argument will be had in court, his lawyer was on his feet in opposition to one member of the panel, Justice Yao Enesgayo.
He was known to be associated with the New Patriotic Party, and in fact, he was the parliamentary candidate in one of their constituencies in the voting.
After listening to the arguments on both sides, the Supreme Court, the 5-member panel, did not agree with Thaddeus Sori, lawyer for the Speaker, that Justice Yao Enesgayo should recuse himself from the case.
This court must take judicial notice of the fact that within the ranks of the Superior Court is a former member of parliament for the National Democratic Congress, a former general secretary of the People's National Convention. The subject matter of this suit before this court is a constitutional dispute and not a matter involving political parties. The objection is therefore misconceived.
The court then zoomed into hearing the substantive case. It first heard from Thaddeus Sori, who raised a litany of issues with a judgment of the Supreme Court, which he said should convince the same court to vacate that earlier ruling.
The writ or the processes on the basis of which the court's jurisdiction was invoked for the order are void because they were filed in violation of the rules of the court.
Well, that report by Kwaku Asante, former director of the Ghana School of Law, Kwaku Ansa Asare, insists the APEX court deviated from the law in its ruling.
Then it means that the Supreme Court has now reduced itself or metamorphosed into a wing of the ruling government. So now responding to the NDC, when you did it, you were pleased and delighted. Now it is our turn. What are we saying?
But NPP's Frank Davis says claims that the Supreme Court is predictable is unfair.
Senior lawyer to come and say that the Supreme Court has become as predictable as he says. I mean, it's unfortunate. It is really unfortunate. But I would expect that Mr. Asare, as senior as he is, even when he wants to disagree with the Supreme Court, it will be purely on matters of law. I'm not this kind of language. How predictable is the Supreme Court? So when matters go before the Supreme Court should look at one end of the pale and give a decision which is not backed by law.
Well, the NDC's presidential candidate, John Mahama, says Ghana has become a bad model of democracy, criticizing the judiciary's independence and the weakening of state institutions. Listen to him speak on the second day of his tour of the northern region.
Anywhere I go, the question people outside in the world ask me, Ghana, what happened to you? I'm in Nkrumah's Ghana, what happened to you? Everybody looked up to Ghana as the model of democracy. Today, we are a bad model of democracy. Our judiciary is not independent. All our state institutions have been destroyed.
Still in politics, the spokesperson for the NPP presidential candidate, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, Miracles Abuaje, has challenged NDC flagbearer John Mahama to man up and debate Dr. Bawumia if he wants answers to his 5 questions on the economy. Mr. Mahama recently posed questions to the NPP flagbearer during a campaign tour, prompting Mr. Bawumia to respond with 50 questions for the former president. But Miracles Abuaje has reiterated that if Mr. Mahama seeks answers, he should debate the NPP flag bearer.
Who made him the examiner? Especially when he was first requested that he should do the people of Ghana the honor and debate on a neutral platform like the IEA with Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. And he has been running away. How do you run away from a debate and then you go and stand on the hinges, on the fringes, and then you are asking questions? Come and face Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia and ask him the questions right to his face in a debate.
Infantipim School is the 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz champion, denying St. Augustine's College the chance for a third title. Infantipim School broke through its 10-year trophy drought by just 1 point. Jacqueline Ansumayabwa reports.
The atmosphere was charged as Infantipim and St. Augustine's locked horns, trading point for point.
Keta Senior High Technical School has 26 points. Infantipim School has 44 points. St. Augustine's College has 46 points.
But in the final round, just one spot-on answer from Keta SHTS changed everything.
Also known as Oxidane, or by my parody name, dihydrogen monoxide. Frederick.
Water.
Yes.
With that single stroke, Keta SHTS gave the Butcher Boys a winning ticket by just one gap. They leaped over St. Augustine's and secured the trophy.
I think this win was a walk in the park for you.
Exactly. We knew it.
We saw it coming.
It was 2014 that we won our last one.
Yes.
This is 2024, 10 years ago. The person who won it for us was Isaac Contrama.
Yes.
This year we had Isaac.
Yes.
We did it solely.
Yes.
No thanks to anyone.
Yes.
You know the best thing about this victory? It's not just because we have won the championship, but we've shown some character that no school has ever shown.
As for their rivals, it's back to the drawing board. But for today, Infantipim is basking the glory of a well-earned victory. For Joy News, I'm Jacqueline Asma-Yabua.
Congratulations to Infanta Pim School, and the 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz was produced by Primetime Limited, sponsored by the Ghana Education Service in partnership with Goyle PLC and supported by Pepsodent, Jupay, Prudential Life Insurance Ghana and Betamalt. The broadcast on Joy News is supported by NASCO, Vitamilk, Virtual Security Africa, Ace Medical Insurance, Build Financial Technologies, DBS Roofing, Syntex Tanks, Family Health Medical College, Chubbox Technologies, and Action Secondary Technical, DPS Pipes and Wakanal. And that's it for the Bulletin on Joy 99.7 FM. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.